pleasant hello to you, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. On this little program, I feature 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century, and ordinarily, it's something of a mixed bag. I'll play dance band records, jazz records, country, blues, a touch of classical or Hawaiian on occasion. Today's program is perhaps a bit more jazz-oriented than most. We'll be hearing from Jelly Roll Morton, the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawks Orchestra, the Dixieland Jugblowers, the Kansas City Seven, but we'll also work in some Hawaiian and Japanese music, so we will still have that touch of variety on today's program. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start with a record by the Equinox Orchestra of Princeton, New Jersey. This was, in reality, a pseudonym for the Princeton Triangle Club Jazz Band, a group that, as the name suggests, was based at Princeton University in New Jersey. The group was formed in 1923 and modeled themselves after musicians like Louis Armstrong, Big Spiderbeck, the Dorsey Brothers, and others. They performed quite a bit at Princeton University in the 1920s for various student productions. They also toured around the East Coast, playing for proms, dances, and other events, some even at such high-scale places as the Ritz. They toured as far afield as England and even Western Europe in the 1920s, and over the course of their roughly 8 or 9 years in existence, they made a handful of recordings at the Columbia Studios in New York. However, these were not ordinary Columbia records. They were financed by the band and issued on Columbia Personal Records. That is, they were probably pressed up in quantities of just a couple of hundred copies each and sold directly to the band members, who probably sold them at their gigs when they were performing. The record we'll listen to was recorded March 31st, 1928, and it's probably one of the very hottest that the band made. It's called That's a Plenty, issued on Columbia Personal Record 115. I think the band has a bit more enthusiasm than skill on this record, although they still handle themselves quite capably. See what you think. Here's the Princeton Triangle Club Jazz Band. You know, when I was in high school, I wasn't too keen on going to my school's prom, but had the Princeton Triangle Club Jazz Band been playing, I would have been there in a heartbeat. That's terrific stuff. I love that. And I was perhaps a bit too harsh on the band members. I think they're all very, very good, with perhaps the exception of the bass player who had a hard time hitting his notes, but we'll forgive that. The energy and the enthusiasm was definitely there. That's a plenty. Columbia Personal Record 115-P from March 31st, 1928. In this next set, we'll listen to three Buddy songs. First, Jelly Roll Morton plays and sings his own Buddy Bolden's Blues, recorded in New York December 16th, 1939, and issued on the General label. After that, we'll go back to Chicago, December 5th, 1923, a recording made for Columbia Records by the Midway Dance Orchestra called Buddy's Habits. And we'll finish up this set with Blythe's Washboard Band, a recording also made in Chicago, this one in May of 1926. Buddy Burton is the vocalist, and it's called, appropriately enough, Buddy Burton's Jazz. I don't have the original 78 issue of this, so my copy is a repressing on the American Music label, record number V2. So three Buddy's records, starting with Jelly Roll Morton and Buddy Bolden's Blues.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away." I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, "Open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let the foul air out." I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogarty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with, take him away." I thought I heard him say, thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, "Gal, give me that money, I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explain you, I'm gonna beat it out." 'Cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say. Thank you.
never leave them. Well, I'll do the best one more. When folks see me really shoot something, you talk about jelly roll, being so hard to find. When you've got your jelly in your arm, let them then sing it along. You pull off your collar, then you get a holler. But the French jazz is all I bring. That's what the French jazz is for.
If you were able to decipher more than about 3 words of Buddy Burton's vocal, then you did better than I could. I think all I got was Buddy Burton's jazzophone right at the very end. In any case, that was Buddy Burton singing with Blythe's Washboard Band, recorded in Chicago in May of 1926, a record originally released on the Paramount label, number 12368. That's quite rare. My copy is a reissue, a vinyl pressing on the American Music label, record number V-2, issued probably in the very late 1940s or possibly even 1950. A pretty decent dub. Before that, the Midway Dance Orchestra, also recorded in Chicago from December 5th, 1923, a tune by Charlie Strait and Arnett Nelson, Buddy's Habits. And we let off the set, our little set of Buddy songs, with Jelly Roll Morton playing piano and singing his own Buddy Bolden's Blues, recorded in New York City, December 16th, 1939, issued on General Record number 4003. Well, we're going to stay in Chicago for this next trio of recordings, all three of them recorded at the Webster Hotel in the Lincoln Park section of Chicago. The hotel had been built there to cater to Chicago's elite in 1919. And in 1926, the Victor Company sent portable recording equipment there on at least 2 occasions in September and then again in December to record all manner of musicians and performing acts in Chicago. And we're going to hear recordings from both of those trips. We'll take it backwards chronologically, though. We'll start in December. First, a record made in the ballroom at the Webster Hotel on December 8th, 1926. Joe Sanders and the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawks Orchestra do a song called My Baby Knows How. That's just a beautiful song. It has one of those great melancholy kind of twists to it. After that, we'll hear something a little hotter from the Dixieland Jug Blowers, the Carpet Alley Breakdown. It has a nice reverberant sound to it from just 3 days later, December 11th, 1926, Victor 20480. And we'll wrap up this set with another thing from Jelly Roll Morton, this time with his Red Hot Peppers. This takes us back to the September 15th date at the Webster Hotel in 1926, Mel Stitzel's tune, The Chant, Victor 20221. But let's start with the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawks Orchestra, My Baby Knows How. Thank you.
I'll make them jealous of you. My baby knows how. When I'm tired and feel like slowing, who knows how to keep me going? My baby knows how. She's got that way, that certain way. Hey, you know what I mean. And am I fond of it? Say, I love it. And how? I ask you, who gives me new ambition? Makes me holler, intermission. My baby knows how. Thank you.
All three of those records made in the ballroom of the Webster Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. Incidentally, the Webster building still stands, and today it's an apartment building known as the Webster House Apartments. We started the set with Joe Sanders singing with the Coon Sanders Orchestra, My Baby Knows How, Victor 20390 from December 8th, 1926. After that, a really moody and atmospheric, even modernistic sounding record by the Dixieland Jug Blowers, made 3 days later, December 11th, 1926, Carpet Alley Breakdown, that's called. Believe it or not, that's a record I junked at an antique store for about 40 cents when I was a teenager. One of the best deals I ever got. And we finished the set with Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, The Chant, recorded September 15th, 1926, Victor 20221. My name is Brian Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. We'll continue with a couple of records that were made out in Hawaii in the late 1940s and into the early 1950s. First, it's George Shimabukuro singing a Japanese tune called Machi no Hatoba. And this was issued on the 49th State Hawaii Record Company's label. They were, ambitiously named? Hawaii, of course, became the 50th state, not the 49th, but the labels of all these records say 49th State Hawaii. After that, we'll hear something on the Bell label. Another performer named George, this time George Kainapau, with the Royal Hawaiian Serenaders, a well-known Hawaiian song called Little Brown Gal. Both of these recorded in Hawaii, starting with George Shimabukuro.
Wakai namida ni nagareru fune wa yume ka kokoro no hanabira ka machi no hatoba no nakari mo kage ni noite yoru saku Thank you.
are calling to me. Not the balmy air, not the tropical sea. It's a little brown girl in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. It is in Waikiki, no Kamehameha's folly, not the beach boy's free with the whole money money. It's a little brown girl in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shack in Hawaii.
Through that island wonderland, she's broken all the carnage hearts. It's not hard to understand, for that Wahine is a girl of parts.
I'll be leaving soon. The thrill I'll enjoy is not the island moon, not the fish in the void. It's a little brown girl in a little grass shack, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. It's not the island fair that are calling to me, not the balmy air, not the tropical sea. It's a little brown girl in a little grass girl, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. It isn't Waikiki, nor Kamehameha's party, not the beach boys free with the hopeful money money. It's a little brown girl in a little grass girl, in a little grass shack in Hawaii.
I've read that those Hawaiian Bell 78s of the 1940s and early 1950s were marketed at tourists visiting from the United States mainland. Be that as it may, I like them. I like them a lot. That was George Kinepau with the Royal Hawaiian Serenaders' Little Brown Gal. Just such a smooth sound on that. That was Bell record number LKS527. And I should point out that this particular iteration of a Bell label had no affiliation with an earlier Bell Records that was marketed in the United States back in the 1920s, nor was it affiliated with the popular Bell label of the early 50s that sold little 7-inch 78 RPM records, ostensibly to compete with 45s. No, this Hawaiian Bell label was its own thing. Before that, George Shimabukuro, a record on the 49th State Hawaii Record Company label, that was 1006, the catalog number. And the tune, Machi no Hatoba. Oh, nice Japanese song. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack. And we'll continue with a couple of popular dance bands. First, Leo Reisman and his orchestra. From June 17th, 1930, we'll hear Don Howard sing Bye Bye Blues, Victor Record 22459. And then it's Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. Yes, I'm playing a Lawrence Welk record, but hey, this is a good one. It's his theme song, Bubbles in the Wine. He recorded it quite a number of times in the 78 RPM era. I have it on Vocalion and OK Records from the late 30s. I have this version on Decca. He did it again in the 1950s on the Coral label and probably a handful of other times besides. As I say, this particular version comes from December 8th, 1947, and it was issued on Decca 24442. Nice palindromic number. Let's go ahead and start with Leo Reisman, though, and Bye Bye Blues.
Thank you.
Whatever you may think of the saccharine sweetness of his long-running television program, you gotta hand it to Lawrence Welk. He had a catchy theme song. That was Bubbles in the Wine, recorded December 8, 1947 for Decca Records. Before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with Don Howard singing Bye Bye Blues from June 17, 1930, Victor 22459. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century, and we'll continue now with a couple more dance bands of the late 1920s. First, it's Henry Thies and his Hotel Sinton Orchestra. This was recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio, May 28th, 1928, and I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that this was probably recorded in the Hotel Sinton. The song is That's My Mammy, but don't let the title fool you. It's actually a pretty decent song, and the arrangement gets moderately hot at times. Don Dewey is the vocalist on this record. And in case you were wondering, just a little bit of extra trivia here, the Hotel Sinton was built in Cincinnati and opened in 1905. It was named after a wealthy 19th century industrialist, David Sinton, who had made his fortune in pig iron. David Sinton died in August of 1900 at the age of 92 years old. Hotel was erected just a couple years later. In 1952, the hotel suffered a fire on its upper floors that left a couple of people dead. I don't think the hotel building stands any longer. I think it's a PNC Bank tower these days. After Henry Thies, we'll hear Joe Reichman's orchestra, under the pseudonym of the Bostonians, a cameo record number 0116 from November 15th, 1929. The song is A Little Kiss Each Morning, A Little Kiss Each Night, and the vocalist on this will be Smith Ballou. A couple of dance band records now, starting with Henry Thies. Here's That's My Mammy.
Thank you. happy we'll always sing if we remember one little thing. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Who cares if hard luck may be ahead, an empty cupboard, a crust of bread. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, and I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart the same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Have
a cameo record number 0116, Joe Reichman and his orchestra, under the pseudonym of the Bostonians, A Little Kiss Each Morning, A Little Kiss Each Night, a song that came from the 1929 RKO film The Vagabond Lover, which starred Rudy Valli in his very first film role. The movie, like a lot of early talkies, was widely criticized for having stilted dialogue and fairly flat acting. Rudy Valli especially was singled out for not having too much charisma, although he apparently won over a lot of hearts with his singing in the film. One reviewer in Motion Picture Magazine wrote, "If you like sentimental songs that rhyme moonbeams with June dreams, you'll love the ones in The Vagabond Lover." I think the biggest critic of the film was probably Rudy Valli himself, who 50 years later, in 1980, in a TV interview said, quote, "They're still fumigating the theaters where it was shown. Almost ruined me. In fact, I think it's only shown in penitentiaries and comfort stations." I haven't seen the film. I hear it's out on DVD. Maybe I should pick it up and see for myself. That was Smith Ballou singing. Before that, we heard Henry Thies and his Hotel Senton Orchestra. That's My Mammy, recorded in Cincinnati in May of 1928. We have time for one more record on today's Shellac Stack, and it's a 12-inch disc on the Keynote Recordings label. This was recorded March 22nd, 1944, by a group called, on the label, the Kansas City Seven. We'll hear Buck Clayton on trumpet, a pianist identified only as Prince Charming, in quotation marks. It's really Count Basie, but I guess his identity was masked for contractual reasons. Lester Young is on tenor sax, Joe Jones on drums, Dickie Wells on trombone, Freddie Green guitar, and Rodney Richardson on the bass. The tune is called Six Cats and a Prince, written by Buck Clayton and Harry Lim. So here's the Kansas City Seven to round out this edition of the Shellac Stack.
Thank you.
And with a record called Six Cats and a Prince by the Kansas City Seven, issued on Keynote 1303, we reach the end of today's Shellac Stack program. I want to thank you, as always, for tuning in and listening to these 78s with me. It's always a lot more fun with your company, and it's something I look forward to. I hope we'll see you next time for more 78s here on the Shellac Stack. Until then, if you want to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Okay, the clock says we're out of time, so we'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Bye-bye.